This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So I guess what I'm getting at is once I get this thing replaced, that might be the way to go. I'll find myself with a lot less time or a lot more time because I get those reports that say you're looking at your phone for this many hours a day. Now, some of it, I have to have it. But for some things, I don't. We're talking great food giveaway. And being that I do not have the phone in front of me, I can't attempt to give any names of cash that came in from Wednesday when I finished up last week prior to Thanksgiving to now. We have gotten many people that have, though, and I'm very appreciative. I think we're under 50, but probably north of 45 people that have been contributing, that have contributed to the Great Food Giveaway. And I think I did some math yesterday, and I believe we were somewhere around $3,400. And like I said, we started early this year. We are 22 days away from the Great Food Giveaway coming up on Tuesday, December 23rd at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If it sounds like I'm slurring, it's because I've got one of these damn cough drops. Getting some reports from the peanut gallery in the chat that EZ had some issues. The Twitch froze, and it appears to be back. My apologies for that. I hope it doesn't happen again. And as always, let me know when it goes south. You did this time. Usually people don't say easy, it froze. They'll say, oh no, or ah damn. But I think it did shit the bed, but now it's back. We're making it. All right, so that money, $3,400. Now, we finished last week with the concern that hams were ridiculously priced. To get one of those hams, it was $25, which is the same thing we bought last year. Meyer brand half ham with glaze. All right. And so that was concerning because for 225 of those, it would be north of $4,000 just for the hams. So there's no way. There's no way. So there was some ideas about what we could do, perhaps buy a turkey or buy turkeys instead. Perhaps we could buy a pack of cold cuts and throw it in there. That's ridiculous. Or maybe a quarter of a ham. I don't know. We had a quarter of a ham yesterday. It doesn't feed too many people. So we're definitely concerned about that. But I did get some good news. I can't say much, but I have it on good authority that the price of those hams is going to drop significantly on Wednesday. I probably shouldn't even say this, 89 cents a pound. So that is entirely doable. I think we were $2.50 a pound before. So that is going to dramatically reduce the cost of those hams. That means we'll have a quicker time, an easier time making our goal to fund 225 meals. In the past, we did, or last year, we did 150 meals. They were gone before the thing even started. So the boss said to me, EZ, what do you think if we go ahead, excuse me, and go for 225 this year? And that is Megan, of course. I go, I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's get after it. All we've done on here is promote it. We've only promoted it on the show, both the live show and people can hear it in the recorded podcast after. We haven't yet tapped on the shoulder of anything on social media, and there's a reason why I like to do that. I know you're like, the more the merrier, easy. Yes, I get that. I understand. But I like it because it's literally people being inspired to help out just by this moment that we're doing here and we have done for the past several weeks. All right? And based on the spoken word, we've been able to make a dent in this. And I'm very, very proud of that and excited for what we have. Now, in the chat, I just posted the spots where we have our virtual hat being passed around. I did it a couple of times. Venmo, at Eric-Zaitunian. Cash App, $Eric-Zaitunian, all one word. PayPal, search Eric Zane Show LLC. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think one of the things I'm most happy about is we now have several people that have said, here's $5. Now, I of course, keep that close to the vest. Nobody needs to know who gave what. And when you do that, I think those are the ones that stand out to me that, I mean, clearly, these are folks who are not cash heavy. And they are, I mean, that means a lot to folks. So thank you for that, and you're wonderful. And if you can't, whatever, just support us, cheer us on. If you want, come and hang out just so that you're there. Truth be told, we have a ton of people to help us, but it's a fun time when we hang out. You get to see me shovel snow if there's any. And that is Tuesday, December 23rd at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. ervines.com is where you can find them. If you have any other questions, you can reach out to them. Of course, they'll answer any questions you have. But I think I'm covering it. It starts at 3 p.m. Some folks may want to be a recipient. By all means, I suggest you get there a little early to get in line, because the word is out. These folks are well aware of what is going on at Irvine's. So that is extremely cool. We have the pet food that is available to be given away to people that show up. So it's like a car drives up, in goes the pet food if they need it, in goes a bag of apples from Nyblad Orchards. Thank you, Gunner. Maybe he'll sing a song for us too, like Benny the One-Eyed Dog. That's a great idea. Gunner, bring your fucking guitar. And then not only that, we've got the food, which includes a box with a ham, the rolls, the potatoes, the gravy, the cans of corn, and a pie. We put the box of food in the car. Off they go. We have Team Pink, which is a group of tireless volunteers who will be running back and forth to the cars, asking if anyone in their family or in their circle needs any feminine hygiene products. We have boxes and boxes of these products to give away. And then they will be given away as well. Looking at the tote board on the feminine hygiene products, I see it's ticked up a bit. But as Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, bring the whole Grizzly Boys band. Absolutely. I don't know if they'll be willing to play outside in the cold, but wouldn't that be fantastic if now Gunner and the Grizzly Boys shows up and performs? That would be probably one of the most unique gigs that these guys have ever done. I love that band. And one of the things I love about them is that they're not slaves to the music industry. Like, they're all successful in their career fields. Like, one guy's a lawyer. Gunner's an apple farmer. Another guy is like a trained assassin. The other guy runs one of the local prominent banks. The other guy is another lawyer. I mean, they're incredible. We'll throw up a stage. We'll put you in the back of a truck. That's what hillbillies do. Megan loves the idea. She'll make that happen. That's why she is where everything, where all the rubber meets the road at Irvine's, it's her. Okay? She's got a superpower. We all know that. It's ADHD. And you want to be in close tight with the ADHD folks. You want to have ADHD people in your life. Megan says, only if they sing Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog, 100%. That would definitely be part of it. All right. 26 maxi pads out of 150. Those have been purchased. 24 thick maxi pads have been purchased with wings out of the 150. 19 packages of a different type of pads, 19 out of 150. The Playtex Sports, 17 out of 200. And the Period Cups, 5 out of 50. I know that's all makes some people like, oh, my God, what are you talking about? Well, some of these sweet folks that we are serving, they don't have that type of money to be spending it on something like this. So we give it to them, give them a break. Shmoo Money says ADHD is a superpower, but schools want to suppress their gifts. 100%. When we grew up, that was not a thing. I mean, it was. It just wasn't as intricately diagnosed. The only thing you could do as a teacher, if you were lucky enough to have ADHD kids, because they were there, is go, oh, fuck. And that's what you live for. When I was growing up and in school, you wanted to get Mr. Wickersham to spin out. He was a nom vet. And we'd make him, you know, wish he was back in the POW camp. We'd drive that fucker crazy. And nowadays, all teachers in the teaching profession, they got fed up because they're weak. And they were able to join with the parents because the parents are weak, all right, and don't know how to work with an ADHD kid. And they decided to medicate them so that they didn't have to do their job. Now you've got an entire generation of people that are consuming pharmaceuticals that they don't need. And it's stifling creativity. It's stifling ingenuity. And I stand by that. So whoever this shmoo money is, I am with you in that regard. Badger says, it's not the ADD that gives you the superpowers, it's the Adderall. You're full of shit. I have ADHD and I'm not medicated. I'm fucking brilliant. I get so much shit done. I'm the fucking man. You know why? Because I learned to harness the power. And I use it to my advantage. I can outperform anybody in anything. It doesn't matter what, because I am fueled by whatever ridiculousness courses through my veins. This blessing. So if you have a kid with ADHD, I want you to go, yes! Donut Dan says, it's the ADHD. I have it also and don't use meds. Peak performers are blessed with ADHD. If you're one of those dickhead parents who says, oh no, my child's too hot, tough to handle. He's so crazy. We got to fill him full of medicine. You're a fucking asshole, okay? Cock. God. Patrick says, I agree with Zane. Oh, of course, you're brilliant. Piano Finger Banger says, ADHD talk, I'm out. Megan says, don't worry, ADHD chat won't last long. He'll get sidetracked. Nick, Black Belt Nick says, without the Concerta, I have a hard time getting shit done. But when I'm right, I get 3 to 4 times more done than most people. I know it. You got to harness it. Harness the power. It comes with age. When you're like 55, like me, you'll be nearly as good as me, but not quite. Molly says, I get sick of the fuckers who say ADHD doesn't exist. It does. Thank God it does. I'll say it again. When Raymond, my counselor, diagnosed me, I go, oh, I have it. He goes, oh, you got it. Look at this test. When I was taking the test, it takes so fucking long. I'm like, God damn, this is terrible. He goes, it's at this point when you started like staring at the ceiling. I go, oh, shit. I go, what do I do? Nothing. I go, nothing? He goes, yeah, you've already adapted. It would be harmful if you took medicine. True story. Okay. Anyway, if you could go, going back, if you could, I think I already put it in the chat. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I'll put it in there again for all of the Team Pink feminine hygiene products. There they are. Like, seriously, if you're like, EZ, I don't have any money to give. I think the cheapest thing you can do is you can spend $2.68 on one package of maxi pads. There you go. These Amazon Basics daily panty liners, long length for pads for women, are $2.68. When you buy them, they get shipped directly to Irvine's, as do all of these products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 products. Now, last year we had extra money after we bought all the food, so we started buying these in bulk, and we will do that too. However, I might have to employ some of you to buy them in bulk for me, and then I'll pay you with the money that we have, because I remember that we started getting our banks saying, fraud detection, you're buying too many tampons, which was a real pain in the ass. Molly says, I've been raw dogging it for 16 years now. Okay, so I need clarification on that, Miss Molly. Are you saying you've been raw dogging it with the ADHD, no meds, or with your periods? Oh, thank God it's periods. Because that would be, I mean, in the workplace, you know, they're all the other coworkers, oh, here comes Bloody Molly again. You know, it's like falling out of the bottom of your pants. Oh, no, there's, oh, fuck, she's dripping all over the place. Does that happen in the world? It has to, right? I mean, like, in some of these cultures, like the Senegalese, Senegal Island, there's no way they have tampons there. So it's, God damn, that's fucking horrible. Bob says it smells like a sack of pennies. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says Bloody Molly is not a terrible nickname. Yeah, I think it might be. It might be a terrible nickname. Meds are better for me because of the anxiety portion. When I'm not medicated, my anxiety and depression go through the roof. Oh, without a doubt. My advice is not for everybody, as you know. But I take meds for my anxiety and depression, and it does nothing for my ADHD. At least I think. Maybe it does. Who knows? I don't know. Like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, I'm the type of guy that makes these stupid comments like, your parents are assholes. You're an asshole for giving your kid ADHD meds. You know I'm wrong. It's just me being a cock. Megan, Nick says, that's what Big Pharma wants. All right, whatever. I don't know about Big Pharma. I don't know about any of that shit. All right. Where do I want to go now? Last night was a Griffins game in which we honored the three players in the franchise who have had their numbers retired. And this is important because it's happening because this is the 30th year anniversary of the team's existence. So these three guys are going to come out for a brief ceremony before the game starts, all three of them. They've come from far away. They've been flown in. It's a special, special thing. And they had tremendous hockey careers, a portion of which were with the Griffins, where they spent significant time and racked up a ton of goals or points, or they were just generally great. So only in 30 years, three numbers have been retired. In fact, I retired all three numbers. No, I take it back. The first, Travis Richards, I didn't. Maybe I did. I think I did retire his number. I was, when I say I did, I mean I was the MC or the PA guy. And then they hoist it to the rafters. Everybody claps. It's a great moment on ice. The players, former players, kids are there. They're all proud of dad, whatever. So, but the other two, for sure, I know I was there. And so they're back. It's the first time ever that these three have ever been in the same building on the ice at the same time to be recognized. So that's kind of cool. But I fucked it all up because I announced Travis Richards and I announced Jeff Hogan. And then I fucked up the one guy's name. And it's his name is Michel Picard. And it was M-I-C-H-E-L. And I know it's Michel Picard. Even if I had said Michelle, would have worked instead of Michel. And I fucking said Michael. Let's welcome out Michael Picard. Michael Picard. And now I don't know this because I've got my mic on. I cannot hear anything but me in my headphones. When that mic is on, I cannot communicate with anyone. Another guy behind me has Ken, though. And the guy who is upstairs is like mortified because I've said Michael Picard and I still have to say it one more time when they're exiting the ice. I've already ruined it. And he's hitting the mic, Michelle, it's Michelle, but I'm not hearing it. So then I'm barreling on and I'm getting to the point in the read where I'm about to say Michael Picard again. And they override my mic and turn it off. So now I'm like, I can tell that something's happened because I can hear myself in my headphones, but not, I'm not getting the ambiance of the in arena speakers. I'm like, something's off. And I look around and I get tapped on the shoulder. It's Terry who has the comm on. And he goes, it's Michelle. And I go, oh, fuck. I didn't say fuck out of the mic, but I'm like, uh-oh. And then they know that I've gotten it, so then I fixed it. I announced him the second time as Michel Picard, And then that means I then, for the next 24 hours, feel like a fucking asshole. That's what you get when that happens. You get, I feel like an asshole. Ugh. Now, I did feel like I had just barely a bit of defense because Michelle is spelled M-I-C-H. How do they spell it? M-I-C-H-E-L. Yes. He spells it M-I-C-H-E-L. And I have said 8 billion times to anyone who will hear me, I am Ron Burgundy. If you have an opportunity to spell something phonetically, especially a name, please write it phonetically. So the script should have said M-I-C-H-E-L parentheses M-E-E dash S-H-E-L-L. Michelle. Rookie mistake by me. I maintain rookie mistake by Brandon. I don't think anybody's going to believe me, but after that happened, dust has settled. I go, sorry about that. I saw it, and it looked like Michael to me. No response. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's bad. I go, hey, FYI, if you ever get an opportunity on a name that could be tricky, could you please always just spell it phonetically? Please, please, and thank you. No response. I'm like, oh, fuck. They hate my guts. These people hate me. Shit. That's all I said. I kept it. I didn't say, I didn't freak out. I didn't lose my patience. Nothing. I just spoke it, which I felt is warranted. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
And then there was a crack later on. I knew this was going to come back to haunt me. But then I had there was a fan of the game later in the game, and he had a Lions jersey on. And we, hey, there's a fan of the game. I said, somebody get him a hockey jersey. Turns out he did have a hockey jersey on. He had our Griffins hockey jersey on last year, which was Lions themed, so blue and black. But I didn't see it. I jumped to the conclusion that it was a Lions game. Well, the same guy I was trying to get him, Brandon, he goes, boy, we got to brush you up on your Griffins history. And I'm like, oh, man, I wanted to punch him so hard right in the face. Okay? That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to punch him right in the face, right then and there. I said nothing. I didn't say a word. Two entirely honest. I would say that the jersey is more my fault than Michelle, in my opinion. But anyway, that's just me. Bruce pissed on the Christmas tree yesterday. Even worse, he pissed on part of the Christmas tree. Yesterday is the day to get all this shit done. So Pooh Bear's got the tree. It's artificial. And it's in pieces, you know. And the top of it, the last, you know, it all fits together. It fits in a bag or a box. And then you put it together. The top of it is on the ground. And I'm in the kitchen where I'm always at. Uh-oh. For a second there, the stream disconnected again. If you see that I'm back, as always, let me know. I see this thing pop up. It says, uh-oh, you are disconnected. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway. Patrick says Bruce took down the stream too. So I'm in the kitchen doing my thing. And I hear, I don't want to do it because it'll hurt my throat. But Diana goes, Bruce, no! And she's screaming. And I go, all right, that's a pee or poo scream. There can only be, it's only one of two things. And it was pee, but I guess he walked right up to it and was like, oh, this is a bush. And then hiked his leg and did it right there. Little sprinkle. And she goes, what do I do? I go, what do you mean? She goes, what do I do with it? I go, well, just pick it up and put it into the sink and squirt some water on it. This is easy, right? So she did that. I think we're good. I said to her, I go, look, before anybody comes over this house, when we open up presents, all right? And let me know, by the way, if you are seeing that this show is happening right now and it is not frozen. I need confirmation if we are not frozen. Because it's looking to me like it's not frozen. All right, thank you. As always, if that is happening and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Definitely drop me a line. Say, EZ, we're back. Where was I? Oh, my God. Oh, when we open up the presents on that living room floor, it is very important that it be thoroughly vacuumed and then thoroughly steam cleaned, like 2 days before, because of the possibility of dried urine or dried puke. Branjo says, we were dog sitting over Thanksgiving. Three puppies. One had an upset tummy. Poo-tastrophe. I have a pic if you want. No, thank you. One more thing from the hockey game. How the nicest thing happened. These two guys beat each other up. Hang on, I got to sneeze. It didn't happen. Don't you hate that? Guy from the Griffs, guy from the Iowa team. Guy from their team sits down, and he actually won the fight. And he seemed real friendly. Like, he shouted over to the guy from the Griffins, and he's like, hey, good job. I think they, like, know each other. And he was real happy. Now, this guy for the other team did beat up our guy. And so he's sitting in there, and he seems affable and friendly, but I say nothing. And then, so he's in there for extended time for the fight, and then I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I hear, excuse me, sir? And I go, uh-oh. I turn around, and it's him. I thought it could have been Terry at first until I heard, excuse me, sir? I turn around, I go, hey, what's up? He goes, I just want to let you know, I'm from Big Rapids, eh? By the way, if you're an American hockey player and you play hockey, you then become a Canadian. Oh, I just want to let you know, eh? I'm like from Big Rapids. And I grew up coming to these games, eh? And I just want to let you know how much of an honor it is to play with you announcing my name, even if it is in a fight. And I go, really? He goes, yeah. But since I was a little boy, my pops and my mom used to bring me to these games, eh? And so it's just great to be in the presence. Your legendary voice, eh? No doubt about it. I go, well, that's extremely nice of you to say. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. And then he gave me like the knuckle bumps, you know? I go, so are you folks here? And he goes, oh, yeah, over there in a 104. There they are right there. I got a whole group, eh? I go, so they saw you beat the hell out of that guy? He goes, oh, yeah, Dad's going to be proud, eh? Mom's not going to be too happy, though. It was wonderful. Adam Balboa is here. He says, dang it, I'm late. Adam Balboa is a chief troublemaker. He's the one who posted to the Segment 18 Facebook page all of the shit, that post of that. He shared that video that I shared with you to start the show that Molly was not happy about. And she's probably not going to be happy about me mentioning this right now. As you know, all topics must be approved by Molly. In the chat. She's still here. We're lucky to have her. Molly woke up. Right away, I got after my content. I write down the things that I'm going to talk about. I have them right here. And I wanted to start with this. I started with that. She immediately was very upset with me and announced that she is leaving. And then I did my thing for about 3-4 minutes. And she announced, I am leaving. And then I did more my thing for about 3-4 minutes and announced, I am leaving. Goodbye. Goodbye. I am leaving. And then I talked about her announcing that she's leaving, and she has not left since. In fact, she's been an integral participator in the chat. Like I said, we're lucky to have her. Mike C is here. He's in Vermont, former drunk. And, well, no, he's still a drunk. He just hasn't been drinking for a long time, and I'm proud of him. I had a conversation with Mike about that during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and I tend to forget things quite quickly, as you all know. So I didn't realize that that was the Mike, who I don't remember the extent of what we spoke about. I know we did speak about sobriety to some degree. And I'm quite measured when I do that. I will not like do anything for anyone. What I know that sounds weird, but what I mean by that is I will not lift one finger to help you with your sobriety other than tell you like what I did and things you should do. Like what worked for me. And but you do you. That might not work for everyone. And I am a terrible sponsor. I have zero success when it comes to sponsoring people. So it affects my sobriety, my serenity. So I have finally said, fuck that shit. I'm not doing that anymore. However, I will discuss with you on a preliminary level. Like people say to me all the time, EZ, I'm struggling. Now, I'm not going to say what you should do, but I will say what has worked for me. And then you make your own decision. Some people do it. Some people don't. Some people think maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. You figure that out on your own. The beauty of that is that makes it 100% your baby. So that when you are successful, you can look back and say, I did this. I did this all on my own. I am the fucking shit. I believe this will be your first holiday season without drinking. Mike, good for you. Unless I'm getting my mics mixed up. Unless if it's not Mike C, if this is a, that'd be a fucking bitch. Can you confirm that that is the Mike C I'm talking to? Can you imagine? He's like, I don't know. I haven't fucking drank anything in my life. What the fuck's he talking about? I'm pretty sure it's dude, though. You're in Vermont, right? All right, I got to get through some of these sponsors. Donut Dan says, it's Michelle, not Mike. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. You can find them online at kingsroom.net. Great place to get your hair cut. Guys and chicks who like short hair, three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. They're awesome. That's where I get my hair cut, and you should too. We already had a mention for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV, but I do want to shout them out again. Thank you for being part of the Great Food Giveaway. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. You can find them at 616-532-6600. ervines.com. They've got free loaner cars if you need a vehicle repaired. That is awesome. They're right in the middle of beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they had that big Santa event with Santa Claus on Saturday. Thanks to the audience members who came out to hang. That would be the Kuipers family. That would be Gabe, the Honduran and family, and Tim Kuipers. So two different Kuipers families. And what is the kid's name again? Tim and Zeke. I forget everybody else's names. The only names I know in that group were Gabe, Matt Kuipers, Tim and Zeke. I forget kids' names and wives' names. Par for the excuse me, par for the course with me. Thank you, as always, to Kuiper Tree. Speaking of Kuiper, Kuiper Tree Care. If you're in West Michigan and you need a tree cut down, storm damage, you know, frozen limbs, you know, if we get one of those ice storms, it's going to be a fucking nightmare. Have Kuiper Tree Care deal with it for you. You can find them online, Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com. If you ever need a tree cut down, if you ever need the stump ground, not really happening now with the storm, the snow, or anything, keep them in mind. I thank them so much for being part of this show. Finally, you've got till December 15th to get your healthcare.gov, a.k.a. Obamacare, aka Affordable Care Act insurance policy, up to speed. If you run with a 2025 policy and let it kind of lapse over into 2026 or roll over to 2026, you might be faced with an elaborate amount of expenses that you did not count on because of changes in the law. So what you need to do is get a checkup by Frank Fuss. I did that, and I'm in good shape now, thanks to him. Let Frank work his magic. It's not something you can do on your own. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker, so have him work with you. Go to Appointment with Frank, appointmentwithfrank.com. Fill out the form, and you're good to go. He'll take care of everything on his end. You could do anything, a phone call. You could do a meeting at your place, meeting at his place, meeting at a coffee shop. But it's going to give you your options in this fantastic 30-minute or less meeting. And all of Frank's services are free. How about that? So if you fall into any of those categories that I talked about, or perhaps you're utilizing Medicare or planning for your Social Security benefits to kick in, Frank helps with all of those things. What would you do if you were riding on or going for a ride in your car and you found a baby bobcat in distress, somewhat injured on the side of the road? I would say that I'm going to be raising a bobcat because wait, and this happened in the community of Menominee, Michigan, which is way up north of about 100 hard living lines. Snow was falling, and a Menominee County sheriff came across this, and I'll link it up in the show notes for you audio podcast listeners. I'm not sure on the extent of the injury, but I did read that this little thing will make a full recovery. And that's good news. I mean, and if you're in the community of Menominee, or if you're the Menominee County Sheriff's Department, and you show this, everybody loves you. Like, hypothetically, in Menominee, if by chance the day before a black guy came into town and they beat him to death, and then everybody's like, oh my God, can you believe this shit? All you have to do is even lie and just say that you rescued a bobcat. And nobody's going to care that the previous day happened because of how cute this beast is. So I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming this is that everyone is telling the truth here, that they did find the bobcat. Becca Shea says, Eric. No, I know it sounds weird, but I mean, honestly, those hillbillies up there, they don't like black people. And if there was, they would do that. All right, let's go kick the ass of that black guy. And then the next day, you know, it's on the Today Show. Oh my God, Menominee, Michigan, the cops beat up this black guy. I was like, hey, look what we found. Everybody's like, yeah, hey, who cares about the black guy? That's what these hillbillies do. What a great-looking animal. The sheriff's department is sharing it. It's all, the animal's okay. They shared the photo on their social media page. Early today, our deputies pounced, pun intended, on the opportunity to help an injured and malnourished bobcat kitten found along Highway 41. The female Bob Kitten was affectionately named Bobby, B-O-B-B-I. Bobby Green, shout out to you in Indiana. And brought to the DeYoung Family Zoo for evaluation and hopeful recovery. If I had a working phone, I'd call there right now. I would call there right now. My God. That is outstanding. All right. Speaking of animals, there was a story in Grand Rapids that we talked about some time ago, and there is more information on the veterinarian driving down the street, notices a dog chained up to like a bumper, malnourished, sick, fucked up, and she goes up to the dog, and there's a couple of people that are around her, like homeless dudes. Hey, is this your dog? No, that's so-and-so's dog. What do you mean? Yeah, we're all homeless losers, and he's a homeless loser with a dog. And she's like, well, yeah, I know, but this dog is very, very ill. I can tell. I can just by looking at it with my eyes, it's got this, that. It's got a million things wrong with it. Plus, it's hungry as shit. It's malnourished. Doesn't have any water. I'm going to take this dog. And a homeless guy's like, oh, no, that's Steve's dog. And she's like, fuck you. And she takes the dog, thank God. And she drives from Grand Rapids to the other side of the state. So this fucking loser shows up. He's like, where's my dog? And like, ah, this bitch took it. Oh, shit. Well, come to find out that he calls the cops. And then the cops are like, all right, well, the homeless guy's dog got stolen. So I guess we got to find out who stole it. They find out who stole it. They call her up. And she goes, well, I'm not giving you that dog back. That dog's going to die if I don't take care of it. Fuck you. So she got arrested. Now, before all that happened, the dog is living its best life. Okay? She has fed it. It's warm. It gets water. Any of the maladies it had, she was able to give it medicine and get that to clear up. And so, but the dog was quite old. It was a 16-year-old dog. And while it was in her care, the dog went to the Rainbow Bridge. And now the loser is pressing charges. So they arrest her for theft. And she gets in front of the judge and says, yeah, well, here's Exhibit A. This dog is fucked up because of this asshole neglecting it because he can't take care of a dog. He can't even take care of wiping his own asshole. How do you expect he's going to take care of a fucking dog? And this asshole judge convicts her. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, this is nothing. This is a rubber stamp. She's going to have to pay a fine, whatever. She has to serve jail time. This fucking judge is giving her jail time for saving this dog's life and getting it away from this asshole who owned the dog. And the attorney for the loser, who no doubt worked pro bono, just looking to make a name, in court is showing pictures of the guy hugging the dog and shit and whatever. It's like, such bullshit. It makes me sick. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. A Grand Rapids judge sentenced Amanda, can't say her last name, for misdemeanor larceny in the theft of Vinny the Pit Bull last year. She found the dog sick, alone, no food, no water or shelter. It was freezing. Took the dog home. She is now the attorney for the vet. Asked for no jail time because obviously she's a professional. She has no criminal record whatsoever. But this whore judge, Angela Ross, gave her 10 days in jail in order to pay $1,000 in restitution. Fuck you. Okay. This is another reason for me to be irrationally pissed off at homeless people. What a cock. You should have never had a dog in the first place. This is so dumb. Screw the judge and screw this stupid homeless asshole. My God. What the fuck is wrong with people? That actually pissed me off. To end last week on a Wednesday, Pete Hegseth was the asshole of the day, but I don't remember why. Donut Dan, retired cop, says, what the fuck? Domestic violence won't get you a day in jail if you're a fourth-time offender. Hang on, I need a name here to make this official. Your Asshole of the Day Award. Today goes to Judge Angela Ross for that bullshit. Fuck you. That is horrible. What a terrible, terrible thing. Awful. And God bless that attorney. This is the time to strike while the iron, or not that attorney, that vet. Strike while the iron's hot. You got to have somebody do a GoFundMe for you. And like set the goal at like $5 million. And people will come out in droves. Maureen will probably drop $1,000. She's cash heavy. Pete Hegseth was the asshole of the day because of for dropping the sponsorship of the Boy Scouts. Tyler says, this is actually typical around Grand Rapids. I've seen many stories on various neighborhood pages of clearly malnourished, mistreated dogs, and nothing happens when reported to authorities. It's awful. That's going to do it for this free podcast. The Patreon bonus podcast is a separate podcast. You should sign up for it for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane to give it a test drive, you know? All right, that's it. Have a good one, folks. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.